Like to welcome everyone out tonight, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance being led by Russ and opening prayer by Ron.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we humbly bow our heads at this time and give thee thanks for the opportunity we have to meet together as a community and discuss and meet the needs of this great city, Mount Pleasant. We pray that we may do our best for the residents that live here and in our decisions and actions, that thou will guide us in our thoughts and actions. And we're grateful for the blessing it is to live in this land and for the liberties we enjoy and the peace that we have here. We pray for this nation also at this troubling time, that thou will be with the leaders of this nation and with our state and communities. They may have thy guidance and blessings upon them. And we pray, give thee thanks at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next, we'll have a roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
And Sam.
Here.
Next is approval of minutes of the April 12th, 2022 regular city council meeting held at 6:30.
Did we ever get the lady come out and do the training on the headstones?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I reached out to her. I wasn't back.
I haven't heard back from her yet. If nobody else has any other questions, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April 12th, 2022, 6:30 regular meeting.
I'll second. Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Paul, to approve the April 12th, 2022 regular city council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our April 26th, 2022 regular city council meeting held at 6:30.
So when everything went through on your, you guys had your celebration meeting, right?
Uh-huh.
Did everything get moved up on the parade then? Everything was good with that?
Make a motion we approve the minutes for 26 April 2022 regular city council meeting.
I'll second it.
We got a motion by Russell, seconded by Sam, to approve the regular city council meeting held 6:30 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, next is our April 26th work session held at 6
was actually on the blank here.
It's actually left here.
Session one.
Yeah.
So we need to change that on our agenda to public hearing. That was my mistake, because you had it right the first time.
And I went along with it.
I know it. Okay, so we make the change on our agenda, approve the April 26th public hearing. It's our second hearing for the CDBG grant.
That was the 26th too, right?
Yes.
Yes, it was the 26th and the 6th, yeah.
We had to open, nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up for it. Other than us.
I'll make a motion to correct the agenda to the public hearing and make a motion to approve the public hearing held April 26th at 6 p.m. 2022.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Russell, to amend the agenda to the April 26th public hearing instead of work session held at 6:30, or 6 on April 26th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, next is approval of our transaction register dated 4-1 of 2022 to 4-30 of 2022 in the dollar amount of $92.09.
Okay, did you leave?
Is that on the phone?
Do you know Jeannie or Dave? Kind of side note on us reading these. We brought yesterday in district meeting. Do you know if these irrigation meters that are going on these wells and stuff, these power meters are being billed the fire district fee?
I know mine is.
Yours is. But apparently there's quite a few that are hit and miss. Some are, some aren't. Through some of these other cities. So we'll check them and just make sure they're all.
Usually every water.
Well, it's every electric, power. It's the electric
power. Yeah, the electric meter should have.
So, but yeah, but some of them in some of these other cities didn't attach them to like these irrigation wells for some reason. So maybe just as a kind of, that's on my mind.
There could be a couple outliers, but some.
Just to go back through and just double check them all.
That's so, that's something I mean, that's that kind that of, math would go back and check.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of aside from this, sorry, but it just reminded me of when I've seen these, so.
And plus 92, 09?
Yep.
I'll make a motion we approve transaction register dated 04-01-2022 to 04-30-2022 and the amount of plus 92-09.
I will second. We have a motion by Russell, seconded by Lynn, to approve the transaction register dated 4-1-2022 to 4-30-2022 in the amount of $92.09. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Romby?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next is approval of claims dated 4-23-2022 to 5-6 of 2022 in the dollar amount of $221,193.97.
You know what, on page 2, the Bennett James $107 special deposit held is?
Who?
Bennett James A.
So that's their, when they get their electricity, their utilities, they have to pay a deposit when they move, and they, it's applied to what they owe, and then the rest is refunded, so that's all that is.
It's just a refund back to it, okay.
It's deposit, which is
okay.
claims register dated 4/23/2022, 5/6/2022, in the amount of $241,192.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have the motion by Paul, second by Rodney, to approve claim register dated 4/23/22 to 5/6/22, in the amount of $221,193.97. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have requisition 2022-05-10-1236 to Action Transmission for a transmission for an F-150 of $6,500.
Is this truck, are you going to sell it, or is it going to be in use?
We're going to keep it in use.
Okay.
That's the one you said, yes. That's the one you had up to Action Transmission that you was talking about last week.
Yeah.
What year is it?
2001, I think. 2007.
2001 or 2002.
No, it's newer now. It's an 07, isn't it?
It might be.
I think it's an 07.
Yeah, it's newer than that.
Yeah, it's an 07. Yeah, but did they change the body style? It's an 07. I'm pretty sure it's an 07.
How many miles down the road?
I don't remember.
Under 200?
Under 200, yeah.
That's just repair. $6,500 for repairs.
Is that a repair or a brand new?
It's a new transmission. Yeah.
New transmission? Okay.
So it's a V10, right?
No.
No.
Okay. I was going to say, if it's a half.
It's the
I got lost somewhere there.
It's a 5.7 track. It's a V8.
Okay.
So what's the 5.7?
I think you need a few more years out of it.
Yeah, we fixed it. It's been sticking out for quite a few more years.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we approve requisition number 2022-205-10-1236 in the amount of $6,500 for transmission.
And I will second that. Okay, I have a motion by Russell, second by Lynn, to approve requisition 2022-05-10-1236 to Action Transmission, the dollar amount of $6,500. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, next we have discussion action on water meter proposal by Dwayne Watson. Do you want to come up? Tell me exactly where it's at.
I'm not sure.
Just, I know where you're, I dug your power in there, but how many building lots are on that property?
No, this is a different place.
Oh, it is?
It's yes.
Not Fox Hollow?
No. No.
This is the place just south of Mount Pleasant. It's in the little green there where you turn off the Spring City.
Yeah.
And I'm in the county. But it's the city on both sides, and that's city run, and it's just to the north of my property.
And that is in buffer zone, so-called buffer zone.
Part of the trouble is have you ever got a permit from the county?
The permit for
to do your auto sales there?
When I talked to Gary down there, he gave me permission to do the auto sales, but he said that he couldn't, how do you put it, he said that there's no ordinance in San Pete County of whether you can use a trailer for a temporary office or not. So he said that I would have to get it okayed
through the state. And so far, I haven't had any luck in getting okay through the state. So I'm in the process of doing building plan. I mean, he's already given me permission to do a car lot there, but it looks like I'm probably going to have to move ahead with getting the building plans finished and getting started on the building. Because he said San Pete County doesn't have any ordinance that says you can or can't use trailers. It's kind of strange because I've seen in Mount Pleasant, there's two or three places that have just a little podunk building that's a car lot supposedly. There's one right there on like State Street and 7th South there. It's just a little building that couldn't even be big enough to have a restroom in it. So anyway, that's just kind of beside the point. The point is that he said that unless I was able to come up with the state approving it for temporary use, that I would have to go ahead and start working on getting the building plans to build a building for the office for the car lot. And that's what I'm working on right now. So I got approved with Rocky Mountain Power to bring the power in, and they're putting a pole on the north or on the southeast corner out just outside my property. And then they said I have to have a pole that I put in within 60 feet of that pole to put a temporary meter on for the power. So now, the reason I'm here, of course, is I need to get a water meter put in and get so that I have water service.
To me, that little piece of property there, why isn't that in our city limits?
They've been annexed in.
It makes sense to annex it, clear out the Johansons.
Mm-hmm.
We have water. How hard would it be for our power department to?
Not hard at all. We tried to just set a pole across the road and run to him, but Rocky Mountain denied us the.
Rocky Mountain said that Mount Pleasant denied it. They couldn't I don't know.
The way the law works is anything out in the county, we have to send the Rocky Mountain Power for approval before we hook anything up. And then they either approve it or deny it.
Well, I would prefer going with Mount Pleasant because the pole's just right across the street.
Yeah, but even annexing that in, that wouldn't change that, would it?
That would.
Would it change that?
It would change. If it's annexed into the city, then we can get a hold of Rocky Mountain as we come. Work with them to change it over to the city's knowledge, which wouldn't be hard at all.
Well, we're supplying Johansson's with water.
Yeah.
Are they on Rocky Mountain Power? Yes. In Johansson's?
That whole side.
That whole west side's not
west
city.
West side is Rocky Mountain
it's,
Power.
It's,
yeah, in fact, the house is just south of mine. That's also in the county.
Yeah, none of that west side of the world been annexed in.
Mount Pleasant water.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess the water main runs.
It seems to me it's just sense for us to annex
that in. The water main runs on the east side. The problem was is back in the day, there was a 2-inch line that's all it was feeding it, which wasn't legal anyway. But
I put that 2-inch
line. Yeah, so it's. So technically.
Did you say the water main runs on the east side of 117?
Yes.
That's when I had them come out in blue stake so I didn't get something drilling a hole for the pole I have to put in. They put a blue, it's blue for water.
Mm-hmm.
They put a blue line on the, it's like 2-inch.
So there's an old 2-inch line there.
A lot of
still alive.
I think it is. Calder, you know if that 2-inch is still alive?
So we abandoned that line and we re-drilled everything on that side of the road.
You bored them underneath.
There they go, bored under.
And they're hooked to the east water.
So that 2-inch line is dead.
It's dead.
Yep, we had too many problems with it.
You don't need to worry about that blue line.
I still wouldn't drill it.
You know, it shows it about 4 feet inside of my property line. The blue line they put there. So is the house to the south of mine, is that bored under?
Mm-hmm.
Over to the.
All of them are bored under.
And we get a lot in tourism for it.
Well, see how we can deny him not hooking up to a lot.
So part of the problem was, last time we talked to the county would not approve this. Because that's one thing that me and Dave have been talking to the county, and the last word that we had, the county would not approve the car lot there without a permit. And so that was our leery of running water over there, because the county said, no go until there's a permit.
Why difference so much if he wants a water meter? Providing the water.
Well, if the water's being used, that's fine, but if we're just running the water across and the meter sits there, then we're losing money too, because that meter will have to be replaced. So.
Put a service over there, temporary, or for future.
We got a lot of meters still sitting there.
A structure that they're not supposed to be.
Sam Peak County, that very definitely will allow the car lot there. Because Gary Mitchell, he signed my business license. I put a contingent on it, so I've got a business license for Ridgeline Motors. Signed by Gary, but he put a contingent on me getting approval from the state to use that trailer as a temporary office. If not, then I have to build a building to accommodate it. So it's already licensed. I've got a business license for Ridgeline Motors there, but I don't have it approved by the state at this point. And it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to, so I'm working on plans to build an office there. And the property's big enough that I'd really like to build a bigger building, kind of like a little strip mall or something with four or five businesses could be in there. But, so I'm having to put 200 amp power in, and I'd like to have sufficient water to supply that in the future. But what I need for right now is just an office space to accommodate the car lot until I get the finances to build a nice big building there.
And you'd have to have something to get right through there.
Yeah. Yes, and I already have that approved, and it's back, it's almost in now, and I should have the health department coming over in the next day or two to take a look at that, make sure it's all okay.
Does your Colter, does the current connection cost, that's going to be a bigger bore, it's probably not going to cover that bore. Because you can only bore that road, you're not going to be able to cut it.
Correct.
So that we guys have to have MKJ come bore at his cost, which would be last night, around $2,500.
It's probably more than that, being under that bigger rope, that's a further bore.
Be a heck of a lot cheaper than drilling a well. That's my next step I'd have to do.
Because there ain't a connection, anything as far as that goes out in the county is the other thing. If you're technically connecting to the county property, there's no connection fees set up for that. So it just have to be at full expense to the owner.
Sorry, Sam, I'm having trouble.
So we don't have any connection fees or anything set up for anything in the county, because we don't normally do any of that. Any of that cost, it would have to be a cost per your owner, whatever it costs, versus the regular connection fee.
The house to the south used to be part of the same property that I own now.
Right.
And they are in.
He's going to pay the cost.
Rocky Mountain Power.
And just going to hook into our water.
Yeah.
Because we don't have anything in our ordinance as far as that.
I know.
Well, there isn't a power, isn't there? Is there any power for all that?
There's no power.
Because didn't we do?
I think it's in the water too.
It's got to be in the water, wouldn't it?
It's in the water.
Would the impact be on the water in the county?
Yeah, it's there.
It should be.
Yeah.
So.
What is it?
I know there's a water line.
This is commercial use, so I'm trying to get on your multiply, it's 1.2. I know the industrial's 0.1.
I can't remember.
It's 1.2, so it's about 6,500.
So you have this impact fee and the hookup, well, the cost of the material stuff.
Yep.
The board.
Is there, is there, you're saying you want to do a strip mall there. Is that big enough property to do that on there?
Oh, yeah. It's, I have over an acre in that little strip mall that I had over there on Fifth West and Main Street, just down the street here. That's on less than a quarter of an acre. And that has 6 units in it, but I don't want something like that.
Well, we had a fight with that one.
Yeah, I know. That was a nightmare, but I sold it.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I don't have another nightmare, so.
So right now, I'm renting from the lady I sold it to for the temporary, or for the little car lot, but I've only got three stalls that are for cars.
I guess my biggest concern is
you'd have to have a problem with 2-inch.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is it depending on what you're planning on putting there. And then secondly, if the city ever annexes that in, is that going to now meet city code? To annex it in. I mean, as far as water service, I mean, that's, to me, those are two separate things, but as far as running to it, I don't see any issue as far as me being concerned that running to that. I mean, it's eventually going to be in the city. I would just make sure you pay for what size you want the first time.
Yeah.
And do it once.
You probably want an inch and a half or 2-inch line, but if you're a little bit more one business.
Yeah, because I...
So you're probably looking at close to $10,000 in...
It's a lot cheaper than drilling a well. I spent $60,000 on there to walk through the safe well.
Is there anything else? I hope that...
So they make a motion then?
I'll make a motion that we approve this proposal by Mr. Watson for giving him permission to have a water connection ran to his property at the address of 1745 North, 9150 East.
I'll second it.
I'll third it.
Okay, the motion by Randy, seconded by Lynn, to approve the water connection for Dwayne Watson, property 17,485 North, 9,150 East. Roll call. We'll just do it that way, and that's all.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Randy.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Done by motion.
And where do I go from here to get the ball rolling?
Go back to Dave's office to pay the impact fees and the stuff.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, next, Jill Lynch, appeal of a planning commission decision.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to explain this to Sam or we're getting here.
If you need to walk in front, show maps, you can.
Is that what this map's for, Jill? Does this look like?
Dave did that.
Is this it?
Yes.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out what that.
Okay. So, I should have went up to take a picture, but I brought it up on Google. So, this is Helen Lund's house in the corner, looking west on 100 South. And then this is the back of her house, and this is a vacant lot. And that's looking east. So, let's see. We went to planning and zoning because she wants to sell the back half of her lot.
The east half. The east half of the back half, yeah.
So, I called. First, I called Glenn Green at the title company. He wrote up, we got the plat map. So this is north, this is home. And he created a legal description of, with 90 feet of frontage here, leaving Helen 124 and a half feet on the site. And then I took it to planning and zoning, and they said, no, because she needs a 30-foot setback from the back of her house, which is here. So, I drew you a picture. So, this is her house.
This is yours right here?
This is her house right here.
Okay, this is yours here.
Yeah.
So, this is a piece you're talking right here? Okay.
Yep. So, this is her house. And so I went up today, because I thought, maybe there is 30 feet. And so I measured from the back of the house, there's an irrigation riser right here. There's a post right here, and a post right here, and this is the gate. The irrigation riser's right there, and it's 30 feet. I think Elliot did it. So, she's got a driveway here, parks her RV. This is the garage. And there's a little, what do we call it?
Kwanzaa hut?
She called it a lean-to.
Kwanzaa hut's on the neighbors.
Oh, okay.
But, and you don't see it from the street, but she just parks her lawnmower behind the garage, and it's open, so it's got a roof and a wall on the back.
It can come off.
And if that's too close, then that can come.
That's what this is right here.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that can come. See, the irrigation riser is right there. These lilac bushes, that riser is like right there.
So is that like a quarter acre, Jill? This here piece?
Well, that's why I'm here. So this is a post, So from here to here, that's what we, oh yeah.
The line right there.
Yeah, so this, if this had to come off, this end of this, it could. But from the back of the house to right here, where the irrigation, where the lilac bushes are right here, that irrigation riser's right there, and it's 30 feet.
So that's what's weird, because you think this is the side of the house, but it's actually the back of the house.
Yeah. So here's the thing. They wrote the legal description for 90 feet, and I went up and measured. After the 30 feet, I measured from that post to the fence, and we're 86 and a half. I was 4.5 feet off. So I'm asking for a variance.
So how far is the shed from this line?
I don't know, I didn't measure. But I'm thinking this one, this stupid
shed,
lawnmower
this
shed.
This shed that's right here.
It comes out and it's not, if it does go over this, this 30-foot line. I think we're good.
So the back of the property is required to have 30 feet too, on the same as
because,
the trail?
No, wait, it needs to be saying. 30 feet from right here.
From
so it might be a few feet.
From
that's why I
house,
said.
Not from a shed.
Yeah, from the shed or.
No, it doesn't have to be from a shed. It has to be from the house.
Yeah, and I measured that, and that's 30 feet from there to there. Right to that post. In fact, it's 31.
No, I can 3.5 feet.
Yeah. Well, so I'd like to have Glenn Green
off of this direction here.
Rewrite the legal description for. 6.5 feet, leaving Helen 129.
Can I propose something different if it was me?
Yes.
I would propose that we give a variance on the back setback off this house versus the 90-foot
frontage. Oh, that
frontage.
Would be better.
That would be make more sense because this way we'd stay within our code of the 90-feet road frontage.
Also, the variance would be like 27.
The variance would be on the back of her house. It would give a variance to go 27 foot from the back of her house to the property line.
And that way, the next person that buys that property still has that 90
that
foot.
That 90 feet.
Yeah.
And
then we maintain
a quarter acre.
Then we maintain the 90 foot road frontage, which we're trying to keep throughout our whole city. So variance, the variance to me would come on Helen's existing house to do a variance
that would be better.
Of 27 feet or whatever that variance is rather than the.
Because what planning and zoning suggested was that with the 10-foot setback that they'll need, because this is a side of their lot, and 10-foot here, that's only going to leave them 50 feet. So their suggestion was to build a tiny house. I said, you don't want to approve 50-foot frontage anywhere in town, do you?
No.
We don't want everybody on top of each other.
Well, my house is only 50 feet up in length.
Well, yeah, and it's in a city, but we don't want the whole town on top, right?
But I do want to see growth within our city, not sprawl.
And I'd rather see them fill in the vacant lots that are here than keep annexing and annexing.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, that's great for doing that, but...
In my opinion, like you said, Mayor, I think that'd be, I don't have an issue. If that worked for you guys, right?
And she's not gonna use it. This is just causing her work. And it's got another irrigation riser up here against the fence.
I'm not opposed to variance on that.
This riser, would it be on their property?
This riser's on Helen's property.
But if we had that variance?
No, because the variance don't, that just gives them, you just more or less says that they don't have to have that 30 feet. If that riser stays on the property. So it's just giving them permission more or less that saying we're okay that there's not 30 feet on that.
So if this riser did, like Paul, I guess what Paul was trying to ask you is if we went back to the 90 feet here, would that irrigation riser stay on Helen's piece or would it go on that?
It would be on the other feet, on the other piece.
So what we'd have to do is then you'd have to pipe this into Helen's lot.
If you want to keep the irrigation on your side.
Yeah.
So.
I can do that.
That wouldn't be terribly expensive.
No, no. No, and I don't know, do you know where that line runs, Colter? Does it run down through the...
You don't know where any of the lines run?
I guess my concern is as long as the line doesn't run from here straight down and then you're selling this lot, so whoever buys this lot will dig through your irrigation line.
Hey, Pat, it looks like it's the orange line there.
Yeah, it runs right to the, it runs mid-block.
Yeah.
It runs right down through, it's a main line, it runs right through Dell's property.
Yeah.
So.
So it does go?
Yeah.
Do you want to see my picture?
North to south.
Yeah. The main line runs there, but I'm ready to come up that way.
The main line right here, that way, it's orange line.
To your lot?
See this little orange line, it almost, pretty much right there.
So the only thing we'd have to do is, you'd have to pay that.
Yes.
Run a different line.
Oh, try along the fence.
Yeah, it runs mid-block.
To get new water.
It runs right through there.
It's just a piece of property that causes me...
Growing weeds.
Stress, yeah.
Growing weeds and you have to mow it.
Have to mow, and there's no water to keep it green.
Or it's gonna catch on fire if you don't mow it. Yeah.
Well, me personally, I don't have an issue with it as far as that variance. I'd make a motion to accept that variance to the...
That would be to keep the 90-foot road footage, right?
Keep the 90-foot road footage and just do a variance on the back of the house footage to meet that.
And then we don't have to change the legal description.
No. The only thing we're talking is you might have to look at that irrigation line though.
Right.
Because my guess is it comes off the main line up here and comes directly down through the, this piece that you're selling.
I guess.
The main line, sorry, 30 feet.
The main line comes over here.
It might run down to the field.
Side of the house. She'd have to bring it down the front of the property line and just right away.
On the sides of the house, 30 on the back.
So again, what we'd probably require too is just be the one inch line.
I'm guessing maybe there's neighboring or something.
Also, if you guys...
The thing is, the code's been in long before me, I don't know.
Yeah, so what would be required to do that on this way?
I think they put all these...
Whatever the irrigation is, it splits in half.
Gas and all that come in.
So what you basically do is leave the one inch riser here for them.
Do all that.
And then you bring the one inch pipe over here and down.
Maybe 80s when all that came in?
Yeah, it was around that time.
So that you could still have irrigation.
See, and when I went planning and zoning, I was trying to leave enough for the driveway so that...
Made sense at the time.
She probably still could have it, right?
And then when I measured, I thought, oh, it goes right to the driveway. So we measured it there. And then today, I look over and there's the post. There's no gate there.
That doesn't work.
Just the post. And I look over at that post and then I look back at the irrigation line and I thought, oh, Elliot, you've done this.
Right, I think probably, I don't think it'd be a big deal if you guys got a culture, maybe had him come out and look and help try to make it. That'd be my suggestion.
So call me.
Yeah, so.
He made a motion. Anybody second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All good, Buckford. The motion was to keep the 90-foot frontage and do the variance for behind the house of the 30 feet.
So
little variance would be down to 20...
Yeah, I don't know what the exact measure would be, 20...
27 feet or something?
Roughly 27 feet.
Roughly 27 feet.
You're doing a variance on the 30-foot setback.
Setback, yes.
Of the back of the house.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Nice to talk to people that understand.
It's fun to do things like this.
All right. So Sam made a motion, who seconded?
I did.
Lynn? I'd give him...
Take all my calls.
Oh, I'm gonna say, well, I'm a politician.
All right, we have the motion by Sam, seconded by Lynn, to approve a variance on the back of Helen Lund's house to 27 feet, maintaining a 90-foot road frontage. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next is approval of resolution 2022-01, a resolution adopting the tentative 2022-2023 budget for the city of Mount Pleasant.
I was going to ask, is there a set amount we had finalized, or not necessarily finalized, but the tentative amount? Do you know?
The tentative amount of the total budget?
Yeah. Was it in these papers?
Do you know the exact?
It'd be by each.
It's broke out into each category, so we'd have to add them all up.
I didn't know if it was.
Do you know the total of all the different categories?
I'm just curious what it was from last year, the difference. Fairly close from this part.
You mean the COVID did affect this budget?
Oh, it affected it.
Well, it's still the same.
I guess one of my revisions didn't really change too much.
Well, I'd say it affected everything else.
I know it's tentative, I just kind of was just curious the amount difference between last year and this year.
As the mayor and department heads are all happy with it, I'm tickled pink.
There's always issues with budgets, Russ, you know that. There's always issues with budgets.
Yeah, money. Money's always a...
Somebody wants more? All of them wants more.
Sometimes we get into issues we don't have to in there, that's it.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to do it, then I guess we need to...
I guess nobody else. I'll make the motion to adopt the tentative budget for the city 2022-2023 fiscal year. Resolution 2022-01.
Second. Go ahead, Scumford. Scumford seconded.
All right. This motion by Sam, seconded by Paul, to approve the resolution 2022-01. The resolution adopting a tentative 2022-2023 budget for the city of Mount Pleasant. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, next is the resolution 2022-02. A resolution adopting a tentative 2022-2023 budget for the Mount Pleasant City Library.
Do you know if that would change, I guess, and it's tentative anyway, but change looking into that?
It would even change our approval to find more to on it.
For looking about what we talked about last week in our...
I've been playing some pretty champion game of phone tag with the county auditors.
Okay. So I imagine it'd be a pretty substantial amount that would benefit the library, right?
We have choices of how much we want to increase that too, so I was going to put that kind of information somehow first and then try to get that to you guys to see where you felt like
there needed to be
how much of an increase we wanted to do on it.
Okay. Like I said, it's just tentative anyway, but
yeah.
I just kind of curious still from last meeting, but
I'll make a motion to approve the Resolution 2022-02, resolution adopting a tentative 2022-23 budget for Mount Pleasant City.
Second.
Okay, Paul make the motion, and Russell second it, to approve a resolution 2022-02, a resolution adopting the tentative 2022-2023 budget for Mount Pleasant City Library. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, next, approval of resolution 2022-03, the parameters resolution. This is considered for the adoption of the parameter resolution 2022-03 is authorizing and issuing of not to exceed $3.5 million in a partial water revenue bond for the Mount Pleasant City and calling of a public hearing to receive input with respect to the issuing of such bonds and any other potential impact to the private sector from the acquisition of the project.
This for the well?
This is for the well. Okay. So for our CIB, this is the format we have to go through. And then in June 14th, we have to have a public hearing on it. And then we have to have, you know, any other business that may come forth at that said meeting.
Okay, well,
and this is what Chamberlain, that's the whole, this is the whole resolution. The Jeannie email to everybody.
In your email, you actually have the whole thing you've got.
Yeah.
There's several pages before that and several after it, and then there's also Exhibit C, but it was over 40 pages, and so I didn't make everybody a copy of the whole thing. But you did get the whole thing in your email.
Yeah, don't press print.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't print it.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
If you want to read the whole thing, I have a copy you can read.
So.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2022-03, parameters resolution. Consideration for and adoption of a parameters resolution authorizing the insurance of not to exceed $3,500,000 in priority water revenue bonds in the Mount Pleasant City and calling of a public hearing to receive input with respect to the insurance of such bonds and any potential impact to the private sector from the acquisition of the project. And any other business that may come before said meeting.
I'll second that motion made by Russell.
Okay. So I have Russell making the motion and seconded by Rondi to approve resolution 2022-03, parameter resolution. Do I need to read all that as part of this? I think we're right just doing that way. Okay. We'll have a roll call on it then.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
I've got some mixed feelings about this one. No.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Next is Rondi. Action discussion on the city road projects.
So, what we've decided, I think, is that we've got an estimate on contracts from Harold's, and the final estimate and notice to proceed paperwork from LiftTech. We felt like it needed to be advertised publicly and open for bid for a period of 2 weeks before we proceed with signing these contracts, just because it doesn't look, we want to give everyone the opportunity to look at this and have an opportunity to bid on it. So we wanted to post it in the paper for a period of 2 weeks and advertise it to the public and open it up for bid and see what we get back from any other contractors, and then we'll look at that on in our meeting on May 24th, and we'll move forward with approving, awarding the bid to a contractor and the paperwork from LiftTech and getting the contract signed. So we're waiting, we want to give it 2 more weeks and advertise it in the paper. I think legally, I haven't checked with our city attorney, but legally we may even be required to do that, so. And we don't want to make it look like it's an inside job, you know.
No. No, it's, you're like 300,000.
Is it that much?
It depends on the project, but.
Depends on the project and if it's considered an emergency and everything else.
Yeah, but I mean, on your roads, really, I agree, I think it's, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, you don't legally have to do it, but I think it's just good dealings.
Good practice. And I just got off the phone with Gary Childs at Hills. I mean, we're pushing it right down to the breaking point with them, but I think I asked him, is it going to be the end of the world if we have to do this? And he says, no. But he'd prefer we'd made a motion tonight and got these approved and signed, but I explained to him, we need a couple more weeks, so. With that being said, he hasn't been real timely in getting me, I didn't get the estimate from him until about 6:30. So that makes it, you know, real tough for me to have something prepared to present to the council when I'm getting the estimate and the contract.
You might get a lot better price.
Yeah, but I lose sleep over this because these guys are busy. You're lucky if you need to get them to answer the phone. They're right in the middle of their building season right now. It's not their building and estimate season. It's their construction season. So I think we'll give it 2 weeks, open it up for bid, and then I feel strongly that we need to
act on it.
Right. Act on it, May 24th. That's kind of where we're at with it. This project includes 300 South, 500 East for the Lift Tech Road, and then chip sealing 500 West, 200 South, 700 South to High School Road, Pleasant View Subdivision, the road extension for the Tibbs, we did for their lot split, they agreed to pay half of that with us, and then also chip sealing from 4th West to 5th West on 3rd South. Because we'll just be building new road down to 4th West, 4th West, 5th West. It's new road, but there's no need to tear it up. So we'll just chip seal it, it'll kind of blend in with the new road.
What about Aspen Village?
And then Aspen Village is going to be, I asked them for a separate estimate on that because the timing on it might not work with this other project because those funds may not be available until late summer.
September.
Yeah, you can guarantee almost.
So I asked him for an estimate. He's already given us an estimate for 1.5 inch thinly asphalt. I asked him for an estimate on 3 inch asphalt and then using the Lift Tech Road product to go in there and do that with a double chip seal and a flush coat. So we'll have, and depending on what the CDBG grant will allow us to do up there, you know, they might not allow that 1.5 inch inlay.
They aren't as particular of a funding source of how we do it, oddly enough, but they will really crack down on like some of the Davis Bacon wages and all that kind of stuff. So that'd just be something else too for contract to be aware of. It might be even more time consuming doing some of those things.
So we're going to have open it up for a public bid for the next 2 weeks, and then award it to the contractor on May 24th.
Okay, sounds good.
So who's getting that in the paper for, so we can get in for next week?
Then when's the deadline, Steve?
What's that?
When's the deadline to get a bid in the paper for a road project, or a notice to bid?
The deadline is every Friday.
Okay.
But if your friends with Lloyd, sometimes he'll take it from you on Monday.
Yes, but don't tell anybody.
All right. So I probably need to get that information to, can I email it to you, Steve, or do I need to give it to Jeannie?
Best would be to email it to Lloyd Call.
Okay.
As I say, it might be better to look through Jeannie.
Okay.
But you can go that way.
What it is it's a notice to bid for this road project, and there'll be a description of it. So I'll get with Jeannie on that. Try to get that put together tomorrow night for you, Jeannie. But
for y'all's information, you can talk anything you want next week because I'll be in California.
Well, we better schedule a meeting.
No.
So that's all I have with the road project. I lose sleep over it. It's time to sign some contracts. I don't want to see it. You know, May 24th is the date. So.
So that's what we'll have to have those bids due before city council, so we can open them before city council.
Yeah, not at 6:30.
Yeah, when you have a bid open, it's the minute. Yeah.
Can't be anyone.
No bids are accepted after that time.
Yeah.
So you might even want to put those 5:30 to have time to open them before city council.
Yeah, or maybe even the day before.
Yeah. You might want to do the day before, and then you ain't pushing your times.
Let's give you some of the other contractors in the area a chance to look at it, and it'll be fair and open and transparent. So.
Okay. Thank you, Rondi. Public participation.
Can you start seeing me?
No.
Yeah. First, I have one question. So then for every building permit that's issued, the impact fees are installed in that, right? For everyone?
For water and power.
So every time you issue a building permit, okay, just want to make sure on that. Did you get my message about the rocks?
Yes, we've got signs ordered.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
There's quite a few coming down.
And I've asked the cops if they see them to pull them over and ask them to tell them to go across 6D. So hopefully if they see somebody coming down the road, they'll pull them over and ask them to go down. Let's go across 6D to 2nd South and come down.
And my other problem, of course, is the cemetery. I have some pictures. I just got one copy, so you can look and pass them on. I don't know how many of you have loved ones out there, but I went out for Mother's Day, and I just had crying. It is so awful out there. Okay, it's not been mowed. It's not been trimmed. Nothing's been done for this whole time, from April 1st to today. I don't know if the mowers are broke. I don't know what the problem is, but it's not being cared for. It's been 2 years that I came to you and asked that you find a contract and have them do it, because it needs to be done once a week. And so I know there's money for perpetual care, so it's not being done, so I'm asking you to reconsider that maybe that could be something we could do. Get perpetual care done through a contractor, so it could be done.
So we hired two people and they backed out on us. Now we've got one person hired and hopefully another one tomorrow.
I've been mowing out there. I mowed out there on Thursday and I mowed out there today.
But it's still unacceptable. That place looks terrible.
I get up all the way up. I have no people to mow right now.
Why?
We can't hire anybody.
I know, but you've got 6 full-time guys.
So
6. You and 5 others. And I just can't see that it can't be done.
I came in and mowed on my day off.
I seen you. But, for instance, off the record, today, I seen you out there mowing. Mm-hmm. You know where your other two of your other guys were while you were mowing?
Fixing the water main.
They was up sitting in the office, 4:45, sitting there. Those guys, rather than them sitting up there in the office and you mowing, as soon as they're done fixing the water main, they should go out and get on a mower rather than going up there and waiting for quitting time. That's what kicks me off. I've seen it time and time again. Because you're not supervising them. you're over these guys, and you're the one that needs to make sure they're working. And if they're not, do something about it. And I'm sorry, I've just seen this too many times.
You know, maybe there could be a schedule. Maybe we could say, on this day of the week, we're going to mow, we're going to weed. I don't know. I just know that the job we're doing is worth doing well or not at all. And if you go out and look, please, each one of you, the North Stampede Hawk sign, you know where that is? Okay, that's been mowed. Look at the banner. In front of the banner there, there's weeds this tall. Because it was mowed with a lawnmower, but nobody got the weed eater out around the rocks. I mean, it reflects on all of us. As Mount Pleasant City, is this how you want it to look? That picture. I like I said, I'm sure not the only one that took flowers out on Mother's Day. It's not been mowed this whole year. Not from the 1st of April to today. Maybe we got out today and done a little bit. I'm just saying it needs to be done every week, or at least every 10 days. I don't think that's asking too much. So find a way, or let's hire it. Let's contract
them. That's what I would suggest. We contract it out. If we've got so much work we can't get it done, let's contract it out.
Yeah, it needs to be taken care of. I was out there several days this week, and I talked to Coulter. And, you know, the storms have had a little bit of an effect on this, too.
I'm sure.
It's been hard to get in between these storms. They've had some effect, but the storms and everything, I don't know if we can dial them and set them back up. I talked to Sandra the other day, and Sandra said she's going to have that gal come down. She's going to come. And
I forgot to mention that she's not charging. Any
Barry
will come, show them how to do that, and there's no charge.
Yeah.
No charge for
the company. They got a hold of her then, actually?
No, I emailed her.
According to Sandra, this gal up there in the Salt Lake Cemetery, is that the same gal?
I'm not sure. Her name's Amy Barry.
Yes,
I know that. Sandra said that she told her there's not much you can do with the sandstorm.
But
the others. Yeah, we can level them up.
And you know, you've seen the
So we got to get some money in the budget to get somebody to do that.
Well, Mom just said to Claudia that it was money, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, remind me, Dave, trying to remember when we did it before contracting it out, did all that contract money didn't come out of perpetual care, if I remember right? The problem was it's not just the cemetery that we had mold. The contract covered the entire city properties. And so it was, I'm trying to remember, was it general fund that came out of?
So the Slack boys, they're not taking it now?
What?
I thought you said the Slack boys at
Hadley's.
Hadley's, yeah.
I got his application today. So
one. We had two others hired before. A gentleman and another young man, and they both backed out on the day they was to start.
I was going to volunteer until I tore my hand. And I tore my hamstring and it was over.
I'm just saying in 40 days, somebody could have had a little bit of time to work on that. I think
we could probably manage it better. I think it'd be, and we talked to Coulter, I talked to Coulter about priorities. You know, when 4th of July comes, we have priorities. When Memorial Day comes, we have priorities.
And we mold the cemetery before Memorial. But my thing is, can we do it in April? Can we do it twice in April? Why do we have to wait for Memorial Day to clean the cemetery?
There's a lot of reasons. We can come up with excuses.
I agree. Four mowers. Ron Cox came out his haircut. I said, I heard you got our mower. And he said, it's been done for 2 weeks and nobody picked it up. So then the other one was broke down, but we have four. So, I mean, I'm sure there's excuses, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't have a mower down Cox's.
Can we do something?
You didn't even have one up there, did you?
Anyway, I'm just asking, after 2 years, maybe we could chip on this and do something, please.
While we're on the subject of the cemetery, I'm looking at your pictures here, and there's some dead trees that are completely dead.
some trees that are partially dead, so we really need to look into cleaning that up too. I don't know.
Please don't take the partially dead out. Let's see if we can.
Like this one here, I mean, there's no reason that tree.
No, there's no reason that's done.
So I don't know if we can look into getting maybe some bids from some tree trimmer people, or if we keep that in-house, but need to get rid of the dead trees while we're at it. I know it was the drought. This is the worst drought we've had in 1,200 years. It's been a battle, but we need to clean up the mess that it's created.
Okay, Claudia.
I'm sure you remember a presentation that was given to your city council by Linda Christiansen from Anton on her kindness initiative. Well, I became the recipient of two of her signs, and you notice that they are double-sided, and I'm wanting to give these to the city, asking that you put these on city property. I think I was initially going to take it to the schools, but the schools only got 2 weeks left, so that's not going to make a huge impact. But I'm thinking maybe the wagon wheel place where people are going to the cemetery or to the park, and maybe one of your soccer fields or ball fields where it might have a positive impact on seeing these kindness signs. So I'm giving them to the city and asking you to please.
What if we put one out here?
On this care. I'm donating them to you. This is my kindness to the city today, to bring you these kindness signs, and just asking that you just note that there's two sides, so make sure that they can be prominently seen on both sides. But yes, if you want to put it out here in front of the city hall or where they pay their light and water bill, I'm sure a little kindness will literally be good too. Or the ball field where young people are at, then obviously we get up to you. But there you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm starting to see a few of them around.
Yeah.
So.
I too.
I wondered what had ever happened with that, because she'd come that day and then I'd never heard any more from her.
You can order from her.
Yeah.
She's
got a bunch of the signs.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of signs.
Okay. Fire department.
So we tried one thing with the meters, just make sure that those, we got to go through with all those and just make sure, maybe have Natalie check those. And then we've got that rate coming up in July. Fire truck, we've been having a few issues on. I might have to change brand of pump just because they're trying to get the fuel tank to fit on the actual truck due to the fact that it's compact, trying to fit in our station. So we're having a few hiccups, but for the most part, everything's still going forward with it. So we might have to go with basically a Darley pump versus a Watrous, and just different configuration, but same basic thing. Yeah. So, but other than that, we're still planning on doing the health fair on the 16th. Got a bunch of guys. I do need to get with Jeannie, and I re-looked over our burn permit. We need to add a little bit more verbiage into it. The thing that I was looking at that we're kind of missing is when they burn that, it needs to be where they're placing their materials, need to be free and clear of vegetation and so forth. So there's just some additionals. Some of the pictures I've started seeing come through, they're interesting. But anyway, so we just need to update that, but I'll get with Jeannie on that. Other than that, everything's still going forward, I guess. So.
Okay, so with that, can I work with you though too, with the council's blessing of working with something for addressing kind of the compensation time that goes into all those burn permits?
Yeah, whichever you guys want. I mean, I'm getting up, you know, so we're looking at that, and then debating where to charge on the fire inspections. So, but other than that, everything just keeps getting busier some days.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? For sure. Okay, Public Works.
We've been working on irrigation. We've got it up. couple of lines still off for a couple of breaks, but for the most part, everything's up and going. Other than working on catching up on grounds, bathrooms and sprinkler systems this week. We're able to get water samples ran up to Sandy today, get that done for May. And moving forward, we got potholes coming and the cemetery for Memorial Day. And getting the power plant park on winter ice and ready for Memorial. The splash pad ready for Memorial. That's pretty much everything we're pushing for to the end of the month for Memorial.
Did we get our mowing tractor?
Yes.
It's all up and good.
Yep.
And then, is our deck good enough to mow this year? I know we talked in the budget meeting that you needed a new one, is it?
No, I'm going to get blades on it here coming up, and we'll get mowing the side of the roads too.
I was just thinking of that from last meeting, I just, when you just started talking about mowing, but I didn't know if we needed it. If it needed a new mower, I know you said it's pretty hammered, but.
It's pretty hammered, but I think we can get through this year.
This year.
Come new budget year.
You say you're going to start on potholes?
Yep.
I think you already have.
A few. We've had a few down, yeah.
The one up there going up to Pine Creek, the last turn right there.
Okay.
You lose a Volkswagen in them suckers.
Yeah.
They're big. And I can understand the people from up there complaining because they're losing front ends. There's nowhere to go. If two cars get there at the same time, there is nowhere to go. I was up there, I took a little trip up there the other day and got into that situation. I stopped. There was nowhere to go. One of us is going to hit a pothole.
Okay, we'll get
them. Yeah, so if they get them taken care of. And then with the cemetery, I can't do much. I got a full tear on this old hamstring. But I can ride a mower if you...
Okay. I'd love some help.
Yeah, I can ride a mower. And I'd be willing to do that, but we need to trim in between the gravestones. I noticed up there, I know the mowers won't fit in between.
Right.
But whoever's running that weed eater needs to get a little tighter.
We haven't got any weed eating down out there yet.
Yeah.
He's doing some today.
And they're working on it today? Okay, good.
Yeah, I can ride a mower. So.
And I don't mean to be so good over it, but if it would help you to hire somebody to kind of oversee it, take the pressure off you, and so you and your guys can do everything else that needs to be potholes and everything else.
I put it in the budget this year.
To contract it out?
No. So the part where I'm going to contract it out is I've had the school district contact me. I've had John McKay call me and a couple other mowing places in town. And say, hey, do you have any extra applicants? I can't find people. So the school districts have jobs open, they can't find mowers for it. We have jobs open, we can't find mowers for it. And John McKay needs people, and a couple of the others. Someone got the school contract, and then had to have a rebid out because they can't find a crew to mow. And they won the bid. So that's my frustration, is people don't want to work right now, and I've been working, staying late, I've been working on my day off, trying to make it happen.
Monday you had 3 days, didn't you?
Yes.
Do we take this outside of the city? Can we hire employees from other cities to work kids?
Yeah, I know. As long as they're 16.
Huh?
As long as they're 16.
16, that's what it seemed. Because I called the kid up Fairview and he's ready to come, but he's only 15. So if we could get some help outside, if we can't, you know, I can't believe that I'd ever see the day that kids in high school wouldn't work for $14 an hour. Set on a lawnmower, for heaven's sakes. It just blows me away. But we might have to go outside the city a little bit.
We would take them and apply, but we can't even get anybody to apply.
I've had it advertised with the state of Utah. They've had it in the messenger.
All right.
Do
they know that, or do you know? I think there's a perception that they have to be from within the city. That's all I'm saying.
I know Fairview City's have the same problem because they're trying to hire too.
Yeah.
Found Green got mowing jobs out. We do.
Somebody applying.
Four applicants for the power.
Yeah, and then you got Brittany up there that can't get a lifeguard to come in there and sit and watch people swim for $12 an hour. I mean, it's frustrating.
It is, very.
Spring City has their grounds open. Nobody's even applied for that.
Yeah, Spring City's got them open too. And they're fluctuating from 14 to 16.
Yeah.
And still not getting allowed.
I've seen that.
Well, if you want to lower the age, I can get one.
Our insurance won't let us.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the problem.
We've looked into it before.
Yeah.
Well, I guess why. It's like,
get this boy away. I just go.
Kind of, I'd make a suggestion. Coulter, don't take this the wrong way. Being the boss, you're the highest paid. You shouldn't be on a mower.
I agree.
You have plenty of employees to do that. If it takes overtime, we need to sit somebody on overtime. Because if we're already planned on paying a seasonal and they're not getting paid, then we need to put that money towards a overtime or something else. And we need to have, if it needs to be done, our guys need to do it. They work for the city, not for themselves. And so don't take that any way wrong from anybody.
I've
you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Scott. I mean,
I've heard a couple of them say they won't sit on a lawnmower.
You know, if they won't sit on a lawnmower, then we need to find another job. I mean, just plain and simple. If they don't want weed, there's a ton of stuff to do. I've been in your position. I'm not knocking you by any means. Don't take it that way. I would, and it's hard when people are off different things like that. But I think really, I guess I don't want to say get aggressive, but maybe prioritize it. Say, hey, you know what? This is what you guys are doing today. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to help. Whatever I can help you with, I'll help you with. But
I think everybody on this council will back me up there. If you got somebody that tells you I'm not going to do that, you got a mayor that will back you up too.
So, I mean, I know our budget, I mean, as far as overtime, I know it's kind of a budget nightmare. I'm not trying to throw it that way. But I mean, reality, if you look and say, well, we had three guys planned, they're not coming, we don't got any money. That money's already set aside for those people, but there isn't no reason that money shouldn't be able to go to a little bit of an overtime to kind of compensate.
That's a good idea. That's
just a thought process, but anyway.
The city cleanup and mowing on my days off and everything, I put in almost 30 hours of overtime on my own time in the last week and 2 days.
Right.
I know you was out there the other night and the lights were on.
Yes. But like I say, maybe start down.
Look by and see if they're mowing.
And if it ain't working and it's not working with the delegation, then we go that different route. But, you know, I mean, take some of the stress off of you as well.
Okay. Well, we'll need to.
But.
Okay.
Fire department.
I totally agree with that. That sounds good. I think the highest paid guy should be down on the mower. He should be managing what's going on in the city.
Like I said, I'm not taking that. Don't take that as a negative thing. You know, I'm not trying to make it sound that like it's a bad thing.
Because I just want you guys to know my work ethic is if there's a job that needs to be done, I'm not above doing it either.
Well, 100%. I get it. So.
Yeah, there's no crappy job here in the city. There's a crappy job, we all do it. We got a lot going on. 45 so far, just to kind of give you guys an update on what we're setting this year since January. We've done 45 estimates, 15 invoices, 65 work orders. So we've been pretty busy that way. We did find out, I've been donating a lot of time up to UAMPS lately because we're in the process of hiring the CEO. But I think we finally got that situation resolved and squared away, and so we're going to be making that announcement this week, the 16th and 17th, so during that UAMPS meeting, so to the board and everything, making it public. Toby and Cameron's going to training next week, so they'll be gone next week. There is a, just so the city's aware of this, I know it's not going to affect the water department or anything, but there is a little subdivision going up Harley's. It's a four-lot subdivision. that they're going to, and we got Paul, he's going to be doing a line for us so we can get that. There's a lot, an old line that goes down through some sagebrush. We're going to abandon that whole line and redo the line down the county right away and kind of clean that up a little bit, so.
Is that going north of the, or at least, or is it south?
It's going north.
Yeah.
You know where Dirk Anderson has his horses and stuff? We're going to come up that pole, dig 600 feet to the other pole underground, and then we're going to abandon that whole old line that.
So who's the big building up there below the dash, below the pole?
I don't know.
Oh, that's,
We got power.
Quinn, Miss Madden.
Quinn.
Yeah, Miss Madden, yeah.
Quinn's his last, Quinn. Quinn Excavation is the guy that.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that hit the water line last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's a building they're putting in there.
He's the one built there, it's his house.
Quinn, Miss Madden, that's him.
I can't remember.
You talked about the one with the L.
Yeah, right below the L.
Yeah, right below.
Where they got that, those poles going to the property.
Is that where the elk's at or whatever? You talking about that one or further up?
No, just below the irrigation pond.
Just below the irrigation.
Well, you're a part of the park, not a park, not a party?
No.
Well.
Our plant, we did put up last, was it last year, Paul? We did that other subdivision.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of people looking for.
That one down below it with the elk, it's, that's a pretty good sized house, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually Wayne Watson's house.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He was going to go solar, but now he, something happened, changed his mind. Now we're going to take it across the road and power to him. Solar didn't work. And that's another thing where we got going, a lot of solar applicants coming in. I think we're up to 26 now.
That's because they keep advertising it.
Yeah.
They keep seeing these things. They keep telling me, the county approved this. Also,
well, then you see these things.
I keep seeing all these advertisements all over.
My boy showed me this advertisement and about solar. If you live in this area, you can get your bill down to nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but.
It doesn't work that way. No, I keep getting them. That's what it says.
Solar's good. And rooftop solar good because it helps keep our capital projects down. And that's good to see it on our system, but it's just not big power. So.
Doesn't work too good when it's cloudy either.
Yeah. So that subdivision's coming in. We're going to get started on that. And then we did hire two helpers for the summer. So they're going to be starting the 23rd. So, which will be a great benefit. So, that's all I got. Just busy. I know the guys have been down. We got like, I think, 9 projects that were working on. We got the lighting project out to the Contoy, and we got the bathrooms. We finally got all that stuff ordered for the bathrooms out there. Get going on that. And then we got, along with all the services, we got that subdivision coming in. We got the Moundville Farms.
Yeah, big stuff.
Been working with them a little bit here and there. So it's a good time. Good time going on. So.
Onward and upward, huh?
Yeah. That's all I got, unless you guys have any questions.
I know our meters have surpassed Ephraim for fire district payments.
Yeah, we did.
We've always been there since I've been mayor.
Yeah, it's not ever been that way before, but it.
No, I mean, last 2 years it's been
that. It's been the last 2 years, but I mean, before that we used to be quite a bit more than Ephraim. Now we're, I mean, we're almost $1,000 more than Ephraim a month, so it's crazy.
Yeah, we're constantly doing line extensions, which I don't know how. Right now, I don't know how people are doing it because the cost of wire, just for primary wire, underground primary wire that has our 7,200 volts in it, it's doubled in price. And so.
People are still buying it. That's what's got me baffled.
And so we only do our estimates. They're only good for 2 weeks. And then we have to redo them again.
Talking your home interest rates are like going up to 6.6%.
It's getting.
Well, I don't know how you afford any of that.
Jack got an estimate for that contour for that warm-up building. An old estimate says beds are only good for 24 hours.
That's pretty short.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So we'll be getting with Paul and get some David going and everything.
Maybe an estimate on that. I'll get what you have to.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, Dan, I know you. There's some people up Scott saying they were working on their services last year before the impact fees. But I'm under the impression, even though they say they've been working on their services, no paperwork or anything's been done. Or anything like that. So I think they should just pay the full price connection fee and in that fee. If no, not even a a deposit or anything's been paid.
Well, that's what I can say. Unless they had some kind of a paper.
Yeah, unless they had something to show.
Saying I came and deposited prior to your impact fees, and they shouldn't be exempt from that. Because otherwise, everybody's going to say, "Well, I've already worked on this prior to." But unless you have a paper showing, okay, it was this date prior to impact fee was being set, in my opinion, they should pay it.
So that gentleman up in the hall that you talked to?
I haven't talked to him. I just left a message because he didn't answer his phone last night.
Well, anyways, I looked back, and I know Dave and Natalie and him looked back, and we had no record of anything. So I do have an email problem last July, but that's it. So. But I think if we start waiving fees like that, we can open a can of worms too. So that's one thing to aware of some situation we're running into.
Is that something we need to add in kind of some kind of verbiage on anything, maybe to make people clear that unless you have paperwork filled out prior to it?
I know we did do a change on connection fees.
If they hadn't paid, well, what it was, if they paid a connection fee back like 1982, they never done anything with it. They were responsible to upgrade to the current.
Upgrade, yeah. I know there's that, but I mean, as far as like impact fees, this is kind of a whole little bit different thing. But
it might not hurt just to pass a resolution reinstating that.
Unless you
have a paper trail or something that demonstrates you were serious about trying to get a building, you'd be contacting the city.
Well, he just puts it in black and white saying that
this
is where we stand on it. I mean,
it'd probably get it both for water.
You can go back and look at what that impact piece resolution actually said, I guess, is what to look at first.
All right, I'll do that.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks. Paul, yeah.
I talked to David Means, the Rodeo Committee Chair, and he needs weed sprayed after the rodeo grounds. Do we get Lynn?
We already talked to Lynn about that, didn't we?
It's in his contract. He'll get it.
Okay. Do you want to get hold of him probably in 2 weeks?
Okay. Are we talking around the fences and stuff?
Yeah, around the fence and all. Just the weeds all the way around.
We need to have that railroad stuff moved before the 4th of July, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big concern when I was out there that night with them.
Yeah, that would be. How do we get a hold of that?
That'd be George Jones, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
For David Grill, one or two, right? I don't know how much David, does Dave have much in it, any kind of sort of?
I don't know for sure who's all involved.
What's his name? George Jones.
George Jones.
The singer?
Yeah.
Mont knows.
Yeah, Mont probably has all their phone numbers.
Yeah, Mont's got his phone number and everything up there.
Okay.
I wouldn't hire him as a general contractor, I'll tell you that.
Okay. And then they're gonna quicken up, they're gonna level up the chute site settled, and so he needs a backhoe out there, and I told him when he gets ready, I'll just throw the backhoe out there, so we're not letting anybody in their dog run. Also, on the, we talked about fuel. Is there a way that we could work through the state road and fuel out there with that big tank that they've got in there?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there would be.
Rather than, would that be?
We used to do it all the time, but the problem was they started in there, before they switched all this other, they were getting a lot of dang water in the fuel, and it was causing all sorts of grief, and that's why we started going to Maverick, because we was having the same problem with Sinclair. There was so much water in their diesel, or trying to plow on that, they just kept cutting out and dying on us, and we were changing the water fuel separators constantly. And so they've got that new one
out here at the state road. Would that be?
It's good fuel out there. That, the fuel, state fuel card.
Yeah. We probably ought to talk to Scott, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the high school's going,
I think the bus.
No, they got their own, district has their own.
School district has a big tank out behind the school bus.
Yeah, at the maintenance shop, they've got a, it's like a 10,000 gallon tank.
Who I seen fueling out there?
I've seen school bus out there, but
that's what I thought.
Might be Head Start. Could be Head Start's buses.
Could be. I'll talk to Scott and see if that's a possibility. Maybe we can save some money.
One thing that did happen, I should make you guys aware of, they did come and get that generator at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it went to Los Alamos because of the fires that are down there. And so that's where that generator went. So while that generator's gone, we want to pour a pad and get everything ready before it comes back. So I think this is going to be its home because it's a more central location. So
that's good. Yeah,
it was good to see that go and help those guys out. So.
We don't mind to have set there, do we?
No.
We don't mind having it set there in our city.
Oh, no. It's nice to have something here. The only problem we had is the air lock brakes wouldn't. They were seized up. We had air in the tires. Other than that, everything went good. We had Turpins come and get the diesel out of it because you can't ship with a diesel in it. Has a 100-gallon tank in it, so I came and
started up, fired up, and I'm drying out real quick.
Yeah, it burst to 100 gallons an hour.
Time you got hooked up, it'd be burned up and on the way.
We have it hooked up to the grid, you know, and everything. It's pretty cool because you can watch our usage on our UAMP meter. Then all of a sudden, it was Where would you shut up? Go back up.
One other thing that, and this might be kind of a sore subject. I've talked to Tim a little bit, just about Ballgames. I can't remember Tim's last name. Smith. Anyway, I know he's kind of a short fuse guy, but he said he'd be willing to take it or do the work out there, and as long as he could do it himself. I mean, the guys, the part-time guys you have with him, he would want to be kind of left alone to do it.
See, I asked him, he turned me down.
Oh, he did? He told me he'd do it if he could.
I talked to him the other day out the cemetery, and he just about did the
same thing.
Yeah, he told me no way. Because I asked him a month ago if he'd take it and do it, and he told me no way.
He said, I've taken care of the ball fields. That's all I want.
He said he'd do that.
this was 2 or 3 weeks ago I talked to him.
Yeah, that's what he told me the other day, because I stalked him out there.
He's a hard one to deal with, man.
Tim's Tim. He did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
He did a hell of a job.
Well, wasn't there somebody else that volunteered to, well, for like $20 an hour to take, run that out there?
Daniel Maurer.
Was it Daniel?
He was one of them that applied, and when we got looking into what we'd have to pay his retirement and everything else, it's like, this is not going to work.
Does that pay, isn't it seasonal? Can't you hire him seasonal?
With his police retirement, you still have to kick into the police retirement.
It was just more hassle than it was worth.
What about Natalie's husband? I mean, he's trying to start him on...
He can't find any people to mow for him, too. He's trying to...
He's got a boss that you can't find nobody to help him.
And he's pretty busy.
He's in the same boat. He told us if we found the next one, send it his way.
Most of these young people, it's got any energy, they're playing ball or something in the summer and don't want to be on a mower.
Yeah.
The others are in the basement.
Thinking of my grandson, I think.
Playing on their little fingers.
That's all I know.
Lynn?
Yeah, I've talked to, well, she's actually come in and talked to Abby and stuff. And, you know, I called her Angela Thompson, and she's working on getting us some youth city council people where she works at the school and stuff. And she's really excited about that and made me really excited. I think we're going to be able to maybe right shortly be able to get some found and be able to go forward with them. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Angela on this week, and I didn't, I talked to staff last week, and I think it was good last week, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her this week either, so, but, so, not all I got, so.
Okay. Russ?
I don't have a whole bunch, just cemetery out there that's been, like I said, it's been on my mind. I've been out there every day this week, see what's being done. That's when I caught Coulter out there. The lights were on the mower. It was that late at night, so. He wasn't in the cemetery, but he was over at the park, cruising through the park. But that, and then, like I say, Brittany, she's got that grant money for swimming lessons for seniors, well, 18 on up, is what it is. And she actually got $2,500 grant money to bring seniors in and give them swimming lessons and everything up there. She had a pretty good batch in there this morning. She got 18 of them signed up so far, so.
Pretty good.
That's moving along that way.
That's good to see.
But that's all I got, that and the potholes that I've been getting hit on.
Rondi?
I think I've went over most of that I had there on my actual discussion with the roads. And that's been taking up the majority of my time, so just refer back to that discussion. That's really all I have tonight.
Okay. Sam?
Well, I don't have anything pertaining to irrigation yet. Didn't have a long conversation, go back to the same issue we've had before about the deer. So, however...
Was it Mike Chafin?
It was. So, however, he does have a valid point. In our ordinance, there is an ordinance that states if it's a wild animal, they can call law enforcement, and law enforcement will have to deal with it. And a deer would be classified, in my opinion, as a wild animal. So, in that case, that would just tax our law enforcement more than they already are. Go around trying to herd deer out of backyards. So I don't know, might have to readdress that whole mess and try and figure something different out. I don't know. I do know I did try to explain to him about the cost and the lengthiness and the whole process of what it actually takes for us to do like Mankind did and do theirs, but I don't know. There's...
I know the sad part, when I talked to Mantag last, I think they'd only trapped six deer.
Yeah, that and more come back in, so it's not a good...
Trapped six and so 12 come in.
And this is just my personal opinion, but I mean, it's kind of sad that DWR won't do anything about them. I mean, in reality, it's a DWR problem, not a city problem. And it's frustrating, in my opinion, just from my stance, if you think the state and the DWR would... We're more willing
they,
to...
Really, all these small towns need to get together, and they need to go up to the governor's office.
And that's what I was curious if there's something different.
And get the state involved in this, because it's an issue in every small town down
it
here.
It is. I think so. And I'm sure if you start going throughout the places, there's
all DWR does is pass the buck.
And so that was my question, is maybe we ought to bring that up with, like, mayor-commissioner meeting.
And bring it up?
I don't know, just as a thought.
Band together. I bring up this week.
I mean, I'm sure we're not the only, well, we know Manti, I'm sure Spring City, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of others that are having issues, but, you know, I don't know how many, over the years, I've lost a lot of fruit trees, a lot of stuff, because they...
Gardens, maybe.
Yes, you know, so I understand the people's concern, you know, I mean, I don't mind them here if they're out of my yard, they ain't bugging me, but that ain't ever been the case. So, you know, I don't know. It's a, just to try and maybe, I know I feel like it's kind of a dead horse we beat, but maybe there's some other options, maybe, and that's my thought, you know, really, why ain't it being put back on DWR? You know, honestly.
I feel like it always should have been.
You know.
Wildlife management's job to manage the wildlife.
Yeah, you know, and if they're coming in and creating problems, shouldn't that, in my opinion, be them that kind of mitigates the problem?
Maybe I'll bring it up to the mayor, hopefully Steve Lund would be there tomorrow, or Thursday night, I can mention that to him and see what they can pass at the state level to see what we can start pushing.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, because you talk DWR and they don't want to deal with it, basically, but you know, if maybe if everybody bands together and pushes it above their head and then gives them no option, maybe it would be a win-win for everything, but I don't know. Like I said, you might catch 10 more come in, but at least they're doing something.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, couple things I have. Jorgensen's will not sign the source protection unless we run a water line to their house, Todd's house down there.
A culinary water line?
Yes. So our source protection.
It only goes to Burge.
But it's only a 2-inch line.
I know.
So we're probably looking at something different. And I don't know, I'm going to get a hold of the city attorney, see what we can do. Otherwise, the sad part is the piece of ground that's on their property, they claim it's a building lot. Well, you can't build within 100 feet of the creek. You can't have any septic tank. We're only asking to go over to the creek, which is in the first 100 feet of the property. So it's a piece they really can't build on, they can't do nothing with. Because the creek's already there and they can't do anything, but yet they won't sign the water source protection so you can drill that well. So either I have to lose the top part of the water or go through some other means to get something done. So that's a real sticky layer on the new well.
I'm trying to think how far he is from Mount Burke.
Bureaucracy. Trying to get things done.
Well, I just think this is a sad deal for them being like they are, really, truly.
Well, exactly. They can't use that property.
They can't use the property. They can't do nothing on it because they're too close to the creek anyway. They're within 100 feet of the creek, and that's all we're going to is the creek with our source protection. So it's just a really sad deal.
Isn't there something we can do to talk with the state to get kind of a variance on that where it's creek anyway?
I don't know. I've asked. So they finally got back to me late Monday night. I called Devin just before meeting tonight, asked him what we can do, because it's like, they can't do that. They can't do nothing in that 100 feet. So isn't there something on the state level?
I think we ought to get some talk to engine bypass that and not get into that mess. Because I know we should be able to, I think we ought to be able to talk to the state, and I think they could rezone that a little bit for us to drop that clearance a little bit. And not be able to affect our well.
Well, especially where they can't use that 100 feet anyway, but we're only asking to go on.
I'd go to Division of Drinking Water. That's where it all comes from anyway. We ought to set up and talk with them.
Okay.
And I can start working on that if you want.
Okay.
I know some contacts up in there. I'll start talking to them.
So like I said, that's a major problem with that water, because to look at the cost of running a water line down there, we'd probably have to come back up to the substation. I'd probably run a line from there down.
Yeah, isn't that sort of...
That's where the bigger line is.
Yeah.
Six inch.
Yeah. Because the line going to Burke Kendall is only a 2-inch.
Yeah, it's already tapped out.
And it's another 1,000 feet from Burke's down to Todd's property, and he's talking at least one house plus the farm and who knows what all else. And
all the cars of his new house is building just memorial alignment sheds.
Yeah.
I'll make some phone calls off to get the state and start working around that. And then we won't even have to worry about even dealing with that.
So, like I said, where it's within 100 feet of the creek, it's like, that makes no sense to me.
So,
but they can hold us hostage like that if you want to call it.
No, I'll make some, like I said, I've got some contacts, so.
All right. Remind everybody, Miss Mount Pleasant pageant is Friday night. And the Miss, Junior Miss, what do they call that, this Saturday? Monday is the big health fair out to the park. They're doing a lot different. So Central Utah Health is actually running it. They're doing like pulled pork sandwiches, a big community event. So that'll be Monday night at the park.
You don't know how they've got that configured yet, do you, as far as setup? Have you been out there?
We've been out there today talking about it, so.
Kind of, sort of.
It's going to depend on where we can get Lifelike to land.
That's what I was wondering. Ball field?
We're hoping they'll land down kind of where, by where the volleyball poles are.
Hmm.
This will be tight.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's going to be a...
Shauna wants to run, let them run on, or land on the road, and I don't want it because it will break every windshield there is out there. So...
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
If not, it'll probably have to be on the ball field.
That's what I was...
Okay, this is Monday?
Monday
yes,
night.
Yes, Monday night, 5:30.
Was it 5:30 or 5?
They want you setting up at 5, but I think 5:30 it starts.
Somewhere there.
Yeah. And then June 11th, everybody put that on your calendar for the city swimming party, family swimming party.
I've got that on mine.
Invite your firefighters. We'll have to get a RSV back so we know how much food.
11 to 1,
yes. Yep.
I think I already got that.
What else am I forgetting?
City cleanup went well.
Yeah, city cleanup I thought went really well. We had a lot. I wish we'd counted vehicles this year. I know we had double last year.
Yeah, it was a good
turnout. We'll have to burn that pile sometime, I guess.
I got some stuff I'm going to throw on it in a couple of days.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We're going to do another right day. I better, where they've been squawking about all the stuff of people burning and air quality. We're going to make sure.
Not a windy day.
We're going to make sure our Haynes Index is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
All the proper stuff, because I've heard a lot about that lately too. So,
yeah, especially that big fire. I think that's all I have.
I'll make the motion. We adjourn.
You have a paper to sign?
I don't. Jim didn't give it to me.
I shot.
So Russ makes the motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
You never make it to the end.
Made them a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Is this like the earliest on that?
Unbelievable.
We've had three straight meetings.